This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
I was out for a walk yesterday, and I noticed a lot of for sale signs in my neighborhood here in D.C. It's almost June, the final month of the spring home buying season. At open houses these days, you're less and less likely to find first-time home buyers. At one point, half of all homes sold went to first-time home buyers, and now it's about a third. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains what they're up against.
Kevin Erspommer lives in Brooklyn. He's been thinking about buying a home for the first time.
Probably for about 6 months or so on and off.
His verdict?
We're holding off for now.
The prices have been high, for starters, sometimes rising 30% in just the time he's been looking. And another problem.
The open houses are completely full, and the guy's like, we've had a number of offers over asking price, including all cash offers, in which makes you feel a little discouraged in the sense that, why would they ever accept my offer with financing if they have an all-cash offer?
In the first quarter of 2014, 43% of U.S. residential property sales were all cash.
That's the highest number we've ever seen, and it's really an astounding number.
Darren Bloomquist is vice president of RealtyTrack. So who are these people who can lay down cash like this?
Investors, just regular investors, as well as we've seen a new breed of investors enter this market, institutional investors that are backed by hedge funds.
In some markets, foreign buyers are the problem, but there's also a big domestic competitor.
You also do have retirees who are selling their homes in other parts of the country, and they're downsizing.
It might seem easy to blame Wall Street and grandma, but there's actually more going on, says Chris Mayer, professor of real estate at Columbia Business School.
In a sense, you could say it's crowding out, but it's really just a reflection of the challenges that younger households are having coming into the market to buy a first home.
Credit is still tight, mortgages are more expensive, student loans hurt, and prices are rising. In the short term, that's not changing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And if you're thinking about buying, some tips are on our website. That's marketplace.org.